Good morning, everyone. I'm Princess Tamalpa, and this is Aunt Sally's Story Shop. Shh! We have to be real quiet because it's Skedaddle's birthday. Aunt Sally's in the kitchen preparing a special surprise breakfast, and he's due any minute.
Good morning, Princess Tamalpa. Hey, where's Aunt Lally?
I mean Aunt Sally.
Oh, she's around.
Look at the pretty table. It's got flowers and napkins and a pretty tablecloth.
Hey, it looks like a party.
That's right, Skedaddle. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Why don't we all sit down and listen to these announcements? Then I'll bring in the food.
Did you know it was my birthday, Aunt Sally?
Oh, I have my ways.
Did Princess Tamalpa tell you?
No.
Did my mom?
No.
Did you tell her, Tulip?
No.
Then who did?
Well, I have a friend who was a sorcerer's apprentice, and he knows many things. In fact, our first story this morning is The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Once upon a time, a strange-looking man was seen walking to town. He asked the people along the way if they knew of anyone interested in working for him, but most people were so frightened by his odd appearance they quickly ran away. As he came to the gates of the town, he met a boy who was carrying a pack over his shoulder.
Good morning, lad. I'm looking for an apprentice. Do you have a job?
No, sir. Just this morning, I left home to seek my fortune.
Good. Come work for me. But wait, do you know how to read and write?
Sure.
Too bad. I can't use you after all. I need an apprentice who can't read or write.
Excuse me, sir. Did you say read or and write? Then I misunderstood you. I thought you asked if I knew how to eat and fight. Those two things I do very well. As for reading and writing, I am afraid I know nothing.
Well, clear out your ears, boy, and you can work for me. Come on.
This smells fishy to me. In fact, he smells fishy. Phew. Why wouldn't he want me to know how to read or write? Luckily, I fooled him into thinking I couldn't. There's something strange here. I wonder where his shop is. He's leading me into the deepest, darkest part of this forest. Is he a woodcutter? No, woodcutters don't usually wear shiny black capes.
Hurry up, boy, you dawdle!
Ah, we're coming to a clearing at last. There's a large stone house with crows on the roof. What a spooky place.
Here we are. Come, I'll show you what I want you to do.
Ugh! Something's burning in here. Old cabbage or something.
Nonsense, boy. Haven't you ever smelled stew before?
Yes, but...
Never mind. Don't bother me with your sniveling. Now listen carefully. You must do just what I tell you to do in exactly the way I tell you to do it. Are your ears clean, boy? Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. I must do what you tell me to do in exactly the way you tell me to do it.
Good boy. You'll do. You'll do.
As soon as the boy stepped into the house, he knew it was no ordinary workshop. At one end of a big room was a huge fireplace with a copper cauldron hanging in it with green steam coming from it. At the other end was a small study with a desk and bookcase full of large, dusty books. In the middle of the room was the work table, strewn with bottles, sieves, measuring cups and scales, oddly shaped glassware, and a mortar and pestle. Above this table, hanging from a wire, was a large shark, sharp teeth grinning at the boy, and eyes strangely shining.
Why would anyone want an old dead fish over his work table? Now I know why it smells fishy in here. Look at all this equipment. I bet he's a magician or sorcerer.
Come here, boy. I want you to put your pack there by the desk and start stirring that pot on the fire.
Yes, sir. Oh, I've never smelled anything so awful.
I hope he's kidding about this big stew. I'd hate to be impolite, but I could never eat this. If this man is a sorcerer, I must be very careful not to anger him. Oh, appear a fool, but keep my eyes and ears open. Sorcery is a trade which I would like to master. A mouthful of good chance and charms would not hurt a poor fellow like me. In fact, I might even be able to do some good in this world.
There were many things the boy had to do.
How's that stew, boy?
Fine, sir.
Grind these herbs and berries.
Yes, sir.
Sweep the shop.
Yes, sir.
Hit up that fire, boy. I'm cold.
Yes, sir.
Go into the woods and bring me 2 lizard tails, the head of a bat, roots of nightshade, and 3 toadstools with the toads still on them.
Yes, sir.
This continued for 3 months. All the while, the boy's curiosity grew. He especially wanted to know what information lay in the dusty books in the study. Oh, how often, as he dusted them, was he tempted to peek between their covers. Alas, the wary eye of the sorcerer watched him like a hawk, particularly when he dusted the books. So the boy went on pretending he knew neither how to read nor how to write. One night, the boy could wait no longer. He arose from his straw bed.
I must find out what is in those books. The sorcerer lies sleeping. I know he is a very sound sleeper. I'll take my candle into the study. There, the light does not reach his bedchamber. I know exactly the magic book I want. Yes, this is it. Yes, Magic Tricks and Recipes, Volume 1. Ah, let's see. Table of contents. This one sounds interesting. Page 16.
Reading secretly for an hour or two each night, the boy learned chants, charms, and counter charms. He learned recipes for philtres and potions, for broths and stews and witches' brews, some of which he suspected he'd been eating for dinner. He learned mystic signs and helpful spells of many kinds. After the boy memorized the recipes, formulas, chants, and charms, he was able to figure out what kind of magician he was working for. And alas, it was a wicked one. All the potions, stews, and brews were for cruel, evil purposes. His master was indeed a dangerous person, a threat to all the good people in the town.
I must stop this man, but I need a plan.
Boy, boy, what's happened to the morning fire?
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
I must go out today. Got to gather some more nightshade and toadstools. That's it. Build up the fire and get that pot cooking. I'll take some of that brew before I go. What will you do while I'm away, boy? I've never left you before.
His eyes pierce into my soul. Does he suspect I've been into his books? I shall sweep the shop, wash the glassware, sir. Once I'm done, the fire will need tending, and the berries from last night's picking, crushing.
Good boy. See you do all that before I return.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, sir.
Drat it, boy. Haven't I told you never to say goodbye to me? It means God be with you, and I have no need for that.
Yes, sir. Well, God be with me today, for I'll lose courage without him. Is that evil man gone? Yes, down the paths. I see his black cape disappearing into the forest. Now for some practice. Come here, kitty. Sit by the fire. Mumble, jumble, jiggity, gee. Cat, cat, become a bee. I did it! I did it! Mumble, jumble, jiggity, jack. Change yourself back into a cat. How about that? What else can I do? Ah, the fire poker. Sassafras, brew and bake. Change this poker into a snake. Yipe! Sassafras, brew and bake. Get me a poker from the snake. Hey, it didn't work. Where's this book? Get away, snake. Where's this book? Here it is. Away with you. Sassafras, brew and bake. Change the snake into a shoe. And that'll just have to do. Phew. Well, so now I have an old shoe and no poker. I'll have to watch what I do here. Too many mistakes, and the sorcerer will wonder what's going on. Speaking of the sorcerer, I have a lot of work to do before he gets back. Hey, that broom in the corner gives me an idea. Arise, broom, hear my call. Become an imp and sweep this hall. Ah, look how it stands on its bristles, and it dances about, sweeping all the dirt right out the door. I'm not a sorcerer yet, but at least my work will be easier after today, that's for sure.
After that, the boy practiced his magic whenever the sorcerer went out. His master would return, cackling over the harm and havoc he had caused, the tricks he had played on children, and the destruction he had rained on adults. Each time the boy heard what the sorcerer had done, he studied harder. Sometime soon he would stop the evil man, but he'd have to know more magic before he could. One day the sorcerer went out to gather odds and ends in the woods.
Sweep this room while I'm gone, boy.
Yes, sir. Again he disappears into the woods. Arise, broom, hear my call. Become an imp and sweep this hall. Now I'll just settle down with one of these books.
Hells, bells, and panther tracks. I forgot the list of what I need to gather. I must return. What? This? Through the window I see a broom sweeping by itself, and the boy reading my books. So he can read. Little devil, doubtless he knows too much already. If I merely send him away, he'll reveal all my secrets. He shall not escape. You little vermin, how dare you look into my secret books?
Master, you're back so soon.
Not soon enough, I see. Get away, broom. Come here, you wretched boy.
I think I need to water the garden or maybe gather some herbs or...
Stop, Toad. You can't escape from me.
Let go, let go. Meeny, miny, red bear, wallow. Change me quickly into a sparrow.
So you do know my secrets. Well, you can't fly away from me, feather brain. Roars of lions, chickens squawk. Change this sorcerer into a hawk.
Speed of light and force of wish. Change me now into a fish.
Hiding under a minnow's scales won't save you from me, the mighty sorcerer. I'll simply change into a larger fish and eat you. Swish, swish, larger fish.
Winds of water, dewdrops kiss, change me into the mightiest fish.
Zounds, what's blocking the sun? I can't see that little slug of a boy. That large shadow over me, it's a giant fish with a mouth like a deep, dark cave. Time to leave this watery place. In fact, I'm giving up this race. Cobblestones on the village street. Between you I roll as a kernel of wheat. Ha! He'll never get me here. He won't even see me.
Oh, I sure frightened him, but he mustn't get away. Tails from pigs, horns of a cow. From fish to rooster, change me now. With sharp rooster's eyes, and I look and see between the stones a snack for me. Kernel of wheat gone from the street.
And that was the end of the wicked sorcerer. The boy changed back to his own shape and returned to the workshop, where he grew in wisdom and knowledge. He vowed to use his magic only for good, and as far as I know, that's just what he did.
Hey, that was neat!
Yeah, I like the way they changed into animals.
If you could change into an animal, what would you become?
I'd be a beautiful swan.
Well, I'd be a bear.
Gosh, you'd be scary, Skedaddle.